This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bobby, a couple weeks ago at camp, you said Jordan Hancock doing a lot of really nice things. You mentioned details. Talk to him. Details. Where has he come since then?
Yeah, I think with Jordan, we're seeing... I mean, I think everybody sees, you know, the playmaking ability within his game. Thank you. It's a work in progress. You know, the NFL game is a lot different than the college game as far as that goes, right? You talk to these guys, and I'll just give you one example, situational football, right? Even, you know, onboarding the situational football, not only is he learning a new scheme, or any rookie for that matter, but you onboard situational football and all the little details that come in situational football. There's a lot to learn. There is progress, and with all these guys, it's a work in progress, right? So that's what I'd say. Jordan's talented, you know, and we're still working on the details with him.
Yesterday, and he was saying the team is still kind of looking for that starting safety opposite Taylor Rapp. What do you see of that group right now, and just how do you kind of assess where guys are at?
Yeah, I believe that in that group right now, obviously the best thing is we've got Cole back in the fold with things, right? He's practicing all those reps that he missed from his injury. You know, now we're starting to make headway in that way, if that makes sense. So just feeling the game, getting back in the game, knocking the rust off, all those things that we know will come along with coming back into practice, we're seeing, and we are seeing, he's doing a nice job progressing. And then with DeMar, for instance, now here's a salty vet who knows the system. Certainly there's plays he'd want back, not only in the games, but in training camp, you know, with a few skins on the wall, obviously we have a high standard. And everybody in our defense knows the expectation is that we need to make plays when plays present themselves. You know, you're not going to bat 1,000. But we want to bat as close to 1,000 as we possibly can. You know, so I think when you look at it, there's a lot of different pieces, moving pieces right now. And, you know, we're seeing progress. You know, maybe it's delayed progress, but we're seeing progress in the way that it wants to go, whether that be from injury, availability, you know, and, you know, we'll be good.
I guess that kind of answers my next question, but are you comfortable with the timeline of the season opener coming up and still having those moving pieces there?
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, you know, DeMar's a vet. We just talked about him, who's started a lot of games last year, right? And then you look at Cole, who's an ascending player. He's still a young player. Let's be honest. He's still a young player. And I like the progress that I've seen from Cole. You know, you go back to OTAs. You go back to the beginning of training camp when he was available. There was some progress there. And we're getting right back. We're falling right back into where we need to be. Missed time is missed time. And I think Sean's talked about it, you know. But, you know, the thing we're looking for with all these guys is growth every day. And it doesn't matter if it's Cole Bishop, Damar Hamlin, it could be Terrell Bernard. There's days where he'll tell you, like, I'm all over him about making sure we're growing in all those ways. We are still in training camp. We are still in training camp. So it's very important now that we can get 11 of the pieces that we hope are out there or that are going to, in some form or fashion, be out there together. It's all available now, and now we move forward with all those 11 pieces potentially, or who could be those 11 pieces, and get them working together. As we've talked about in the past, continuity is important.
With all the new guys on the defensive line, where do you see just your pass rush and what they've shown you up to this point in camp?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I was just talking about rookies, and I think you're talking mostly about the rookies. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you said with all the young guys.
No, all the young guys.
You know, I think Joey's done a pretty good job. We got to keep him healthy. The cool thing about Joey Bosa is we all view Joey Bosa from a distance, right? Very good player. I think I talked about earlier where he had the mic'd up against us way back, and he had a really good game. But Joey Bosa is an incredible dude, wants to assimilate to what we're doing. He wants to assimilate to what we're doing. If he makes a mistake, it weighs on him heavily. He doesn't want to let his teammates down. So it's been really cool. You guys have seen him rushing. I mean, you guys have been at practice. You've seen him in games. But I think that's the most unique thing that you don't know about Joey Bosa. And he's been a welcome addition. I know he's quickly befriended a lot of the guys, and that's as important as anything. That's as important as anything is that connection between those guys. You know, I think you guys know Greg, you know Ed, and the young guys. It's interesting. They're young guys, right? They're rookies, and they're going to make mistakes. Every single one of them, speaking of the rookies, would say that they didn't play their best game last week. You know, and the whole message to all of our defense after last week was we have to trust our training. We don't need to go outside of what we're training. The things we're doing in practice, they will work in the game. You just have to apply them. And for young guys, not only rookies, but second-year players, that's the message to them. So,
were you finished?
Yeah.
Didn't mean to interrupt you. this is I know this is a bit of a bigger picture question, but you've been with Sean since 2017. You're one of the few coaches on the staff that can say that. Served a number of different roles for him. How have you seen him change or grow in those 9 years?
Yeah, it's funny. I think when I was a linebacker coach, maybe I talked about this or last year. And I would call it 11 years, right? I was with him for 2 years in Carolina. He's an incredible coach. He's an incredible mentor. He has always been about adapting and changing. That's what he's always about. And it started all the way back to Carolina. I can distinctly remember the adaptation in Carolina and his evolution. And it's really cool to see that he's willing to change his approach, because I think that frees people up to change their approach. And that just because you did it this way in the past doesn't make it right. He's constantly asking for feedback, which I think as a leader is tremendous, you know, and admits his faults, which that's all you can ask for from a leader.
When you mentioned, like, with Bishop, so I think back to Terrell Bernard, where he was in year two.
Yep.
Didn't get a lot of time. Everybody didn't know.
Yep.
Is there a moment where you want to be as sure as possible, but at a point you go, we're going to give this guy a shot? And I'm only saying that about Cole because he's almost in a similar spot.
Yeah, it's a great comparison, right? I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Terrell Bernard missed the entire preseason that year. Yeah, you know, so very similar, right? Very similar situation, and it worked out. And look, like, the best thing, I say this all the time, the best teacher is failure. That's the best teacher. You go back to all the players we've had here that have come and got, the players that are here that have had accolades, right? Matt Milano's, Tre'Davious White, the best teacher is failure, the best teacher is scars. So as you grow, to be able to grow, you got to do that off of failure. And like I said, it's the best teacher. And like for TB, I'm sure he'd come up here and tell you that there were things that happened that first year that were, right now he can see things happening where that first year he was just running around playing defense, you know. And experience and failure are the best teachers. And you know, very similar situation. I don't really know how to answer that, but you know, the being assured of something in this league usually comes after multiple years, right? It usually comes after multiple years. Free agents, you know, that have come and gone, we hopefully were assured on some. Some didn't work out, and some worked out. You know, so it's kind of the same realm of yeah, we want everything to be assured that this is happening, you know, so.
In Hard Knocks last night, I think you were telling either your coaches or your players that you guys wanted to be the best in the world on defense.
Yeah.
The wording might have been a little bit different.
Yeah.
But when the standard is so high,
yeah,
and you see what you guys were able to do last year and you want to build off of it,
yeah,
is there anything that gives you like a sense of confidence, a specific part of the defense of like, I feel like this is going to be better and that's going to let us be a better defense collectively up to this point?
That's a great question. I believe, you know, I think some of the things you talk about overall, you know, when you look at the specifics of our defense, it's known we took the ball away like crazy, and we weren't as good on third down where we needed to be at all. And we've addressed that. The guys are well aware of that. This is what I'd say. I'd say we talk about the number one stat that we need is a letter, and that's a W. Week in and week out. That's the number one stat we need. Comes down to winning. We certainly have a standard. I think the best thing is this is year two for a lot of us. And it starts with me, right? There were two faces up in front of that defense for a lot of years, and then it changed with me. So us all being together and that same message, which is coming off of Sean. You know, my job is to reiterate Sean's message. Playoff caliber, do your 111th, earn the right. The best in the world deal, all that is a mindset of us going into every day. That's all it is. It's important, I believe, that coaches set mindsets going into every day, every practice. You know, and I learned that a long time ago from good players, and that's in our defensive room. That's just our reset for getting that mindset to where it needs to be, if that makes sense. I don't know if I answered your question. And feeling good about us being together in year two together doing it again. Yeah. You know,
sometime over the last 20 years, free safety and strong safety kind of went away, right?
Those are
just two safeties. We saw what Jordan and Mikey can do. But is there still, from a defensive philosophy, do you approach it and say, we have a guy here who's better to be more in the box and strong, quote unquote,
right,
and a guy who's more free? Like, take me into kind of you as a coordinator trying to figure that out.
Now we're talking like specifics of safety position, right? I like that. So, okay. So, in your mind, who was the strong safety when Micah and Jordan were here?
I would say Jordan.
Okay, very good. So, the assumption of strong safety and free safety, I don't want to go into a history lesson. I don't want to do that. But the secondary has evolved over the years, right? You think back to, I think back to the 85 Bears. It was called, I was in that system, it was called 46 single was a defense. It was a single high defense. Because 46 was Doug Plank. I believe I'm right there. It was Doug Plank. And It was not the alignments. It was the number of Doug Plank's jersey. And he was always down acting as a linebacker, an extra linebacker in the box. Well, the game's evolved, right? The game is more in space. So when you go back to, because the assumption used to be that Jordan was the strong safety and he was only good in the box and Micah was only good deep back in the day. Well, it's like anything. Jordan was good in deep zones, but he was also very good in the box. He was very good in the box, and he was good in deep zones, and Micah vice versa. Does that make sense? So we have to ask our guys to be able to do certain things at a level that's necessary, but we've also got to identify what the strengths of each player are, right? That doesn't mean because your strength is this, that over here is a weakness, if that makes sense to you, Sal.
So if you're evaluating a safety,
yep.
Man, this guy is a great center fielder. Oh, my God, he is a ball hawk. If he doesn't have that component, how much does that – is that different than saying, boy, he can do both really well, he's not great.
So to answer your question, the priority for us is space play. If that makes sense, to be able to play in space in a big area of space, you know, and that's across the defense of space play being an important factor to us, and specifically 53 and a third, baby, that's what we're defending.
Evaluate, we've seen from Dorian Strong from rookie minicamp.
Yeah, so Dorian Strong is a very talented player. Dorian is riding the wave a little bit of that rookie, right? There's some things that are really good, and then there's some inconsistencies in there. All we're trying to drive for all these guys is the consistency of what we're doing. And how do you do that? It's through repetition, and it starts an individual. You know, the repetition of a certain break, a certain block defeat, a certain tackle. It's just continuing to build that repetition to where it's second nature. You know, you look at a guy like CB, right? So CB, things have become second nature to him. He's been in this system a long time, and he knows he can finish our prayers. They're still learning to finish our prayers in that way, if that makes sense to you. Love Shaq Thompson. Love Shaq Thompson. And I'm not even talking the player. I'm not even talking the – what a cool dude, man. Like, his mentality, the way he approaches the game, you could tell he's a vet. He wants to fit in. He just texted me. He wants to meet later and go over things, you know. And, like, he's all about ball. Lucky to have him. It's been really cool. I'm not putting expectations on, but I'm just saying this type of player you want in that locker room.
For a guy who's going through his 11th season, for him to, like, have that still, the drive for him, want to text you and still meet, you know, what does that do? Maybe another guy's in the linebacker room.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not – he'll probably be mad at me that I mentioned that he texted me, but that I snitch on him. But I showed a clip today, and I'm going to put this in a different manner. There was a play yesterday. Terrell Bernard broke up a ball about 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Our first group of defensive line was out there. And Joey Bosa and Daquan Jones turn and sprint to the ball. It's broken up. They turn and sprint. I said, Joey, how many years in front of the whole defense? How many years you played in the league? 10. DQ, how many years you played? 12. Just look at the room. Do I need to say anything else? So to your point, those are the type of things that professional football players do. That's what pro football. If you want to make it in this league, it's an all-the-time thing, and everything matters. Everything matters.
Of Larry Ogunjobi, I know he's got suspension coming up, but like, yeah. Where do you see him kind of fitting in, and your impression of him?
Larry's a very cerebral guy. He's a very aware guy. He's played a lot of football. He's done a nice job. Same idea. We got to do a good job keeping him healthy, but he's been a welcome addition. You know, I look forward to continuing to work with him, and I know he's adjusting to the way we do things, because as a veteran, there's certain ways that you have done things in the past, and he's been with a lot of different D-line coaches, so he's still adjusting, but he's doing a nice job adjusting to the way we're doing it.
Bobby, you spoke to Brandon Bean last week after James Cook signed his deal. There's four guys from that 2022 class who now have extensions.
Yep.
Terrell Bernard and Christian Benford made up that group. He also called those four people a new core of this team. How do you look at Benford and Bernard as part of the core of your defense?
So we talked about leadership and tone setters this year, and I was talking to the secondary coaches because I bounce around at individual, and you guys know CB. He doesn't say it. He's not a man of many words. Now, I've been listening to his press conferences. You guys got him talking. But I didn't notice this, but when they break down the group, talking to this, it's CB that breaks them down. So I've gone over there and started to listen. So it's pretty cool to see his evolution. He is going to do his job on the field. That's the way he goes about it. He's not going to be real boisterous. He's going to be locked in, and he's going to do his job, and he knows what his job is. But it's been cool to see him step out of the quiet nature that we know he has and to stress himself in that way. He's a joy. He's a joy to coach. You talk about smart, tough, all those type of things. An absolute joy. And it's the same with TB. Like, TB's taking on this role, you know, of being the Mike linebacker and having the captain deal last year, and we'll see where that goes this year. But put it this way, there's a lot of guys that have come in with girlfriends and now they're married with kids. So it's really cool to see that evolution of guys.
Bobby, going back to the safety, the perception of Taylor Rapp when he got here was he was a box guy. How did you see him evolve as maybe that center fielder last year?
He's made a lot of plays in deep zones here. He's taken the ball away in a lot of deep zones here. So this whole perception of, you know, deep zone players versus we know what we look for and we know who the good deep zone players, because there's a lot that goes into it other than speed and athleticism. There is so much more to it when you really break it down. So I think Taylor Rapp is a very good deep zone defender.
What with a healthy Matt Milano back to what he was a couple of years ago mean to this defense?
I have not answered any Matt Milano health questions, so I'm going to continue to not answer that. It's great to have Matt out there. It's great to have him out there.
You checking me? Yeah. How has he handled the last couple of years? We don't get much from him. How has he handled the last couple of years, maybe as much mentally as he has physically, because it's been a challenge?
What a tough road for him, right? Like, you go back to last year, God, these years are meshing, but I think last year was the individual drill where it was nothing. And, you know, you go back to the year he was having when in London, I think he broke his leg, right? Like, it's been hard on him, but he has been constant. He's been around. He stayed positive. Matt Milano is not a man of many words, but he's got a lot of great values. And pretty cool. I mean, He's handled it brilliantly, so.
I know you talked a little bit about the rookies already, specifically on T.J. Sanders. What have you seen out of his development, and maybe your evaluation specifically against against other teams both in the preseason and junior?
Yeah, I think the same thing. It's these preseason games are very valuable for these younger players, right? When you go against your same team all the time, I don't want to say it gets mundane, but you see a lot of the same things over and over, right? So to be able to adjust within a game or based on an opponent has been the biggest thing for these guys. I think, you know, there's some flashes, and then there's some things like, whoa, what was that, dude? Like, what are we doing here? And the cool thing about these rookies, for the most part, is that these rookies, they acknowledge that they acknowledge the fact that they didn't perform well, and that's where it starts. That's where it starts. It, on that certain rep or that series, whatever it may be, and they want to get it right, you know, and that's where it starts. It's okay to fail as long as after that we are growing. And, you know, I think TJ's done a nice job of, A, making sure it's known in that room that he understands he's a rookie, and B, trying to get his game to the level to not let his teammates down.
ABS right now.
It's cool. I talked about it earlier. It's, you know, a guy that's out there practicing, you know, full time after having an off season, which I talked about before. And there's some things with Tre'Davious, like all these guys, that we've got to improve on. But there is flashes of that Trey White in there still that we know. So there's a couple things that we got to make sure that, you know, he ties the bow on. But again, we just want to continue to see him grow here back in this system.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.